Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Lord, I'm ready. Who'd have thought that relatively powerless persons could bring shifts in history? Gandhi, an unsuccessful lawyer, adapted the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount and the writings of Tolstoy, and became the key to bringing independence to India because he was ready. Rosa Parks, in refusing to move to the back of the bus in Montgomery, sparked the beginning of the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s. She was a rather inauspicious person to take such a critical action. But she was ready. Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life in prison. He was released to bring a shift in the politics of South Africa at a critical juncture when many thought either that change would never come, or if it did, it would be accompanied by a vast bloodbath. The transition to a more just society came relatively peacefully under his leadership after he was unexpectedly released from prison. Prison had prepared him and made him ready. Mother Teresa, a rather unpretentious nun, was given sainthood for her simple act of trying to rescue people from the streets who might otherwise die. She was ready. The three most important words that you can say to God in your lifetime, and especially now: Lord, I'm ready. It's more than time to say them, and just watch what God will do through you. I'm not afraid of tomorrow, because I know God is already there.